When Bill Walsh took over the San Francisco 49ers in 1979, he inherited what many considered the worst franchise in professional sports. With a dismal 2-14 record and demoralized players, the situation seemed hopeless. Yet just 24 months later, Walsh led this same organization to a Super Bowl championship. His secret wasn't demanding wins or setting arbitrary victory timelines, but establishing what he called his standard of performance, a comprehensive system of values, behaviors, and precise actions that transformed the entire organization from the inside out. His revolutionary approach fundamentally changed leadership thinking across all domains, becoming required reading at companies like Apple, where Steve Jobs considered it a leadership Bible. Walsh's core philosophy was beautifully simple yet profound. Do all the right things to precision, and the score will take care of itself. Rather than promising championships upon joining the 49ers, Walsh established something more fundamental. A comprehensive system of values and behaviors required of everyone. This wasn't just about on-field execution, but creating an environment where excellence became the norm. The specifics were meticulous: proper appearance, positive attitudes, punctuality, and respect toward fans. Practices were organized by the minute like orchestral scores. Offensive linemen learned 30 specific skills, each practiced relentlessly. This attention to detail extended throughout the organization, from groundskeepers to receptionists. Walsh's core belief was radical. Champions behave like champions before they're champions. They have a winning standard of performance before they are winners. Despite finishing his first season with the same dismal 2-14 record as before, Walsh saw his standard taking root. The organization had become known for professional behavior even while losing. The standard served as a compass, pointing to true north regardless of circumstances, providing stability beyond the fluctuation of wins and losses. Walsh's revolutionary West Coast offense was born from necessity, not genius. As offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals, he faced a challenge. Quarterback Virgil Carter lacked arm strength for deep passes. I had to design an offense that would allow a quarterback with limited physical skills to succeed, Walsh explained. He developed a system of short, quick-release passes to multiple receivers running precise routes within 12 yards of scrimmage. Instead of stretching the field vertically, he stretched it horizontally, using the field's full width. This adaptation evolved into a sophisticated scheme that transformed NFL football from checkers to chess. Despite initial ridicule from traditionalists who called it fancy pants offense, it eventually became the dominant approach league-wide. "Everything I did as a leader was teaching in some form," Walsh stated. Unlike coaches who relied on intimidation, he saw himself primarily as an educator developing talent. Walsh identified four essential components of effective teaching: passion, expertise expanded through mentors and research, clear communication, and persistence in repeating key concepts until execution becomes automatic. His approach was methodical yet flexible. He calmly corrected mistakes while balancing tension-easing humor with demanding standards, with every action thoughtfully planned. While Walsh valued democratic input, he maintained that leaders must ultimately make decisions and stand firm. He identified strength of will as the essential quality shared by all successful leaders, regardless of style. This strength faced a severe test early in Walsh's 49ers tenure. After losing 7 consecutive games in his second season, a devastating 8th loss left him emotionally gutted and contemplating resignation. Despite his despair, Walsh found the resolve to focus on the next game. He compared this resilience to amateur boxing. When knocked down, you must get up. You must stand and fight. The 49ers won their next game, beginning a turnaround that led to a Super Bowl victory 16 months later. From this experience, Walsh developed 5 steps for recovering from defeat: expect defeat, stop dwelling on failure, allow recovery time, resolve to fight again, and plan your next encounter. While celebrating determination, Walsh cautioned against persisting for wrong reasons, especially trying to prove yourself right or others wrong. Despite critics claiming the 49ers won by spending lavishly, Walsh notes their first Super Bowl came with the NFL's lowest salaries. What made the organization first class wasn't money, but a philosophy of treating people with respect while maintaining extremely high expectations. Walsh abolished formal titles and hierarchies, putting everyone on first-name basis to remove barriers to productive interaction and prevent siloed thinking. While valuing collaboration, Walsh emphasized character as essential to winning culture, the strength of commitment and sacrifice to adhere to standards in both good times and bad. Walsh highlighted the crucial role of a team's bottom 20% in determining overall success. At each training camp, he promised every player they would have at least one opportunity to win a game, encouraging preparation for that moment. His teaching philosophy created a culture where veterans actively trained rookies, even potential replacements. By prohibiting hazing and fostering knowledge transfer, he turned players into coaches, ensuring his standard of performance continued after his departure. Walsh believed mental preparation was as important as physical preparation, perhaps more so. He developed the gladiator mentality, a ritualized process elite performers used before significant events. Rather than becoming emotionally charged before kickoff, Walsh achieved intense focus with complete composure. During the national anthem, he would deliberately not sing, using these moments to complete his mental preparation, visualizing himself watching the field through a plate glass window, emotionally removed to maintain clear thinking. This approach enabled the 49ers to function effectively under tremendous stress, treating championship games as business as usual while opponents were distracted by pressure. The optimal state combines being both relaxed and focused, what athletes call being in the zone. Joe Montana exemplified this during Super Bowl XXIII when, amid a crucial final drive, he casually pointed out comedian John Candy in the stands before leading the game-winning drive. Like stone sculptors who immerse their work in streams for years to achieve perfection, Walsh believed superb results take time. The small improvements leading to impressive achievements come from sustained practice until your organization fully embodies your standard of performance. This was demonstrated in Super Bowl XXIII, Walsh's final game, when the team executed the drive, marching 92 yards in 11 plays to win the championship. Walsh saw this as the culmination of their decade-long building process. Walsh's legacy extends beyond his three Super Bowl victories. His West Coast offense transformed football at all levels, and his leadership philosophy influenced generations, with 35 of his assistants and players becoming head coaches. He showed that leadership isn't about demanding results, but creating an environment where excellence becomes inevitable. The score takes care of itself when you focus relentlessly on the process. Your effort today becomes tomorrow's result. Your standard becomes your identity. Excellence isn't a destination, but something built daily through unwavering commitment to your standards, regardless of immediate outcomes.